Welcome back to the podcast called Tell the World, and I'm your host. Happy Tuesday, guys. Happy Tuesday. Today is, April the 16th? Yesterday was the 15th. Did you get those taxes done? Did you get your taxes in? I believe they give us that period to have them last sent in, and I believe they give us a grace period. Did you finish those taxes? Well, let's jump into me. I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. I feel clear. I feel good. I can feel better. Clean energy within myself. That means I'm feeling fucking awesome, man. Getting sleep, getting rest is real important, guys. Real important. Get that rest. Get that rest. It's real important for you to get that rest for yourself. We're going to jump into some news, some podcast news, and we're going to jump into some other things, guys. So welcome to the show. Yes, I like that. I like that. Let's get into OJ. I know I'm late. You know what? Let me pause on OJ. And let me get into the eclipse that was on April the 8th. So I could give you my experience and how that shit felt and what does it mean for me. Like, man, that was some awesome shit. To see that moon cover that sun was unreal. A blessing to see that. A fucking blessing, man. I loved it. I just loved the excitement of it. I loved the cameras. There were people from different news stations recording. They had their high definition cameras, and I had my iPhone. I still was able to take some great pictures and videos. Damn, but I did have one problem. Where I was at was like an open location, which was near Love Field. I was able to catch Southwest planes flying. Ain't this shit crazy? So you mean tell me that the eclipse that happened, they had, operation was still going, meaning they still was flying and shit doing the eclipse. Funny fucking shit. Because I was trying to record and I saw the Southwest plane passing through, and I tried to catch the Southwest plane with the recording, and for some reason it wasn't in my phone. I was like, what the fuck? Where's this plane at? I could see it with the naked eye, but my camera couldn't pick it up. Crazy shit. So I'm thinking maybe the frequency, maybe the waves or the signals and shit was just acting up. It's just weird. I couldn't see that Southwest plane in front of my, I couldn't see it in my camera view of my phone. It was weird. But beautiful experience. I'll never get a chance to see it again. I'll be dead probably. But I really enjoyed it. It was just something awesome to see. And it was weird that it got dark like that. Like, it actually got dark. Amazing that it got dark like that. Now, let's see. For these non-believers out here who don't believe in, you know, the eclipse vibe and what it means. Now, the meaning of it, or some of the meanings and different cultures of their meaning of this eclipse happening, I did feel certain changes within myself. The vibration just felt different for me. Like, I actually just felt, I felt better. I don't know. Now, I will admit that day, I did have a headache. I did have a headache. So next day comes, I'm reading articles, and I came across this little clipping, and it said that the day that eclipse happened, people were experiencing headaches, and it did say females, menstruals came on early. Now, I'm not sure about that, but I did hear some things like that. So, I mean, people just got to have, you just got to hear people's stories on their experiences or their changes that they've been having. Now, this is no hocus pocus or anything. This is just saying that you can just tell something different about yourself, you know. Changes you go through, the way you feel, the way you act, you just know something is different with you. Have you ever just felt good that day about something? Like just feeling good, you just feel like you're going to have a great day because you're feeling good. Or have you ever had like inspiration and you just felt good? Like, you know what? I'm feeling good today. Or maybe some fucking good luck is just happening in your life. Like all of a sudden things are just starting to look up. Everything's starting to look good and you got a better perspective on your life and things around you. And certain changes are happening. This shit is real. This shit is actually real. I experienced that day a lot of shit, but, you know, a week later, I had some other changes. It was more spiritual for me, and we'll talk about that another time, and I believe that one, that discussion is going to be a great discussion, and this will be relatable to a lot of people out there who have experienced these certain things out here that kind of take you places at another show. At another show. But let's talk about OJ. Born 1947 and died this year of 2024. Damn. You know, I was looking at his estate. You know, they're saying it's worth $33.5 million. And due to the fact that the Goldmans are going to sue him still, the attorney, Malcolm Levert, says that, remember he made a tweet about, you know, it's going to be hard for the Goldmans to, you know, try to sue OJ. I mean, he made a comment as in, yeah, right, if that happens. But he retracted everything and he just said that he shouldn't have said that. But he was mentioning that OJ Simpson, every century or whatever, OJ sent his estate doubles the amount of money, and it may be worth more, which would be $201 million, because the state of California, maybe the taxes or whatever, how it grosses, you know, his estate, how it collects based on taxes, based on maybe what they call it, the value. The value just goes higher. I don't know all California's laws and stuff, but he did say, this shit is crazy, that OJ's estate, you know, he may have money for, you know, whatever the estate is worth. Let's just say it's worth 200 some million dollars, but they were saying that he still has to pay bills, doctor visits, doctor appointments, probably treatment for his illness that he had, credit cards, let's go further with it, child support. Damn, you can still owe child support in your 70s. Yes, you can. Remember, guys, wrap it up or pay. And just any judgments on OJ, that money's got to be poured from his estate, meaning that he still has to, you know, pay debt, you know, pay debt off. Plus, he got four adult kids, so whatever they get. So the lawyer Malcolm says that would put the Goldmans at number 8, as in a judgment. They may not even get the money that they want to get. It's just that way, man. It's that way. I mean, it's bad. You know, people got debt to pay off. Even when your ass leave Earth, your debt is still here. You still owe somebody here on Earth. Wow, you leave Earth, but you still owe on Earth. Damn. But just looking at this, it's like, you know, this is just life. It's all natural. Or is it just fucking real? Natural? Hell no. Real. Let's keep it real. You still owe money here on earth. And sometimes this debt can be left on family members. Your wife, your, you know, your husband. This money is just, it's debt that still need to be paid for. And if Uncle Sam, anybody finds out that you got any money or anything that you owe, they can collect. They it's the state. They can still collect. So, but they are saying that right now they don't know where OJ's money or how his estate is set up or what's going on with his estate. So they are still going to keep trying to pursue judgment. And remember the case in 1997, that civil case against OJ and how he won it. And, you know, that shit was like a movie. You know, I was in high school when I heard about this. It was a big trial and it became very racial against blacks and whites and other cultures of folks. And a lot of people was thinking OJ did this shit. He did this shit. But I won't get into case specific. So I would just say rest in peace, OJ, and rest in peace to his wife, you know, his ex-wife and the young man that got killed. Because sometimes bringing up old memories and shit like that doesn't do good for the family that's still alive, you know, outside families of the deceased people. But there was a show, I forgot what it was called, on television. But this guy had O.J. Simpson's Bronco. The Bronco still exists. I saw this shit on television. What was it? Where they, a pawn shop. You come in, you buy shit, or you sell shit. But this pawn shop in particular, people bring stuff in to sell. But this guy actually had O.J.'s Bronco. But the thing about that Bronco was, I don't think nobody wanted to buy it because it had too much fucking history on it. Do OJ Bronco, would you buy OJ's Bronco? Would I buy it? I don't think I would. I think if somebody found out that I had OJ's original Bronco, they'll burn that shit up. Nope. It's not worth it. And I don't think buying it is worth it. I mean, maybe it belongs in a museum, but I don't even think they're going to even put it in a museum. It's just something bad about that Bronco. It's got history on it. So, no, let's get off the Bronco subject. No Bronco. But I have been seeing the new Broncos that's out right now. They look pretty dope. They got different designs, different colors, cool colors. It's still small inside. I drove them a few times. Don't like it. Don't like how it drives. It's just a rough vehicle. It's not like the old Broncos, but it still feels a little tight and boxed in. Looks good on the outside. Sorry about that. Like a Jeep, it looks good outside until you get in it. Not disrespecting the Jeeps, but I'm just saying. Oh, by the way, I did have this conversation. I was talking to this young man. He was from Cuba. And he was just giving me chitter-chatter talk, and he was explaining to me why we must have the rich. And the statement he made was that if we didn't have the rich, then we all wouldn't have jobs. And I was like, could you repeat that? And he just explained to me again, if it wasn't for the rich, some of us wouldn't have jobs because this is how the world operates. This is how being rich operates. And I kept listening to him, and he was explaining to me about Cuba and how it failed and how they got rid of the rich there, which put the country into a bad state of poverty and just going down economic wise, struggling, import, export, all of that, manufacturing, things like that. So he was just explaining a lot of things to me that I found very interesting. And maybe he said it different than what I would have understood in maybe high school, maybe in college, but he made sense. And I just think sometimes we get misled. With history kind of like mislead us. Sometimes you just got to go deep with information, a little bit deeper than just listen to the first page. There's always other pages in history. You just got to find the right things and understand stuff that has been covered up that you may not understand. So you kind of like think one way about stuff and you just don't know how to think outside of the shit that you've been taught, unless you travel more and you just have just better conversations, teaching, and be a witness of what you understand, basically. That's how I see life. Being your own witness on what you understand. I think that's how it works. Because when we all think alike in such a group setting, it's a bit fucked up sometimes. We all cheer the same. Yeah. We all boo the same. Boo. So it's sketchy out there. How the program is out there for us. The same way by a lot of these podcasters that's out here, there's good ones. I don't even want to say there's bad ones, but there's a different flavor out here, and everybody has information, better understanding of what the right information is. And sometimes you got to go deeper with information. There's books. I know they're trying to get rid of books, but the information goes deeper. But I was just talking to a friend of mine early. The way this AI is moving, and I've been talking and talking about this because it's real important that, you know, for some of the people who don't, you know, understand how this is working, how it's going. I made a comment today about how AI can, put it this way here. So there's a Etsy, we know Etsy, you know, the site you can go shop on. And he was saying that a lot of people's accounts are on hold because AI is flagging their stores based on what they could be selling. So if it's sketchy, AI is already looking at it as sketchy, and it puts a hold on the money that you have made. So this AI is really thinking, you're not going to need a lot of people anymore if AI can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20, 30 people's job. 30 people's jobs. This AI is moving rapidly, fast. It may not seem like it's nothing right now, but trust me. Say if you put AI, how should I say this? I want to say it right. So for me to be able to get my podcast into different outlets like iTunes and Google, I got a main outlet that sends it to all these other places. But here's the thing. The AI on there can read my whole or listen to my whole podcast and give me a brief description of what my podcast is about. Take care of the subject, also takes care of the description of what the show is going to be about. Now, here's my brain thinking. If I had a secretary, I would need it more. Why? Because AI is going to take care of that job, and I can eliminate paying that secretary to lay out my show for me. I'm taking care of the audio. She'll take care of the descriptions and all of that. She already know what my show is going to be about. She's going to take care of the typing. It's getting crazy out here. And I know where this AI is going. I'll give it about, I'm going to give it another 2 years. In 5 years, it's going to be looking fucking crazy. It's going to be looking crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass. But what I see what AI can do is going to be crazy. And I dare to see Hollywood, the people who write these Netflix documentaries, these Netflix series, all this shit. Let's go with the series. The series you guys like to watch and shit. And just craving for the next season to come. Your hearts are going to be broken because the writers who think passionately about writing, who can put a twist to it, a brilliant mind, a twist to the show, just continue. We're going to see how good AI is when those contracts in Hollywood are up and they try to do it at a protest and they be like, nope, sorry, we're good. We have hired some more people. Matter of fact, we just hired one person, AI, and he's going to take care of all hundreds of you guys' jobs. Yeah, the writing and everything. It's going to get scary. New age, different shit is happening. I don't know what our job going to be about. But if my friend made a good point, he said, if this AI replaces jobs, how am I going to pay for my cell phone? Shit, how are you going to pay for any of your bills is a question. If someone takes over, we used to be afraid of the robot taking over. Back then, the robot arm taking over. We better be worried about something that's computer generated that can move fast, think fast, come up with a solution, give you an idea, give you a business plan. We better be looking out for that shit there because that's about to be real. And let's jump back into the eclipse thing again. I want to make a point. I don't want people to think hocus pocus of it because it's not that. But let's think about it in a human way, in a human experience. If somewhere in life you're going to make changes, and someday or one day, out of all the shit that you've been through, all the downfalls, all the nodes and stuff in your life, and one day it just feels like a door open, and this door opens for opportunity. You know, are you ready or prepared for the new change in your life? Like, if you had an opportunity to get out of a situation, are you ready? Are you ready to begin your new journey? It could be whatever you want it to be. But remember, you can change your life anytime you want to. If you're not happy, happiness doesn't stop because you're not happy. You're just not happy for that moment. Not happy because you're not in a happy situation. That's all it is. And you can always be happy. Happiness always waits for you. Laughter too. So the eclipse is not just something that's spiritual connected to some of us that feel that this is meaningful to us. But at the same time, you can change anything in your life and turn around anything in your life anytime. You just got to put the work into it and do it. That's all that is. It's nothing spooky about changing your life. And opportunity does knock. It may not come when you want to, but sometimes through working hard and sometimes things don't seem like it's moving, maybe those doors that you want to open are not meant for you. So don't never look at it like something's holding you back. It's just that maybe that's not your direction right now. Maybe there's something else down that road waiting for you. That's how I look at life. Something's waiting for you. But when you're ready, when you are ready for the change and you call out for a new life and a new change, and you speak it out there in the universe, it's going to come. But are you ready? Are you ready? So I've been, this is going to sound funny. So I've been going through my some of my social media platforms I got. I've been going through some of the list, and I've been weaving out bots, people who got fake accounts, and I'm deleting them, eliminating them. So I've been working hard on doing that this week right here. I've also been working on getting rid of people that are negative. Getting rid of people that are negative and removing them without a thought. So, you know, sometimes you can't have all of this. You can't have all these different types of rocks that's got dirt on them around your rocks that you're trying to keep clean, especially if you're building something. So I'm working on that and removing it and just getting rid of people that I think that are either bots or they're just negative. And you have to do that in your life, real life. You have to clean your life up, separate yourself from people that are not good for you. You know how your mama used to say, you need to stop hanging around them people. They ain't no good. And that's going to make your life look just like theirs. No good. Okay, mom, okay. Damn, I got to get rid of these friends. But, so that's what I'm working on. Cleaning my list. And I'm just trying to build a stronger brand and get loyal customers, get better customers, get better subscribers. I'm trying to get better subscribers to, you know, just cleaning up. Hey, fuck it, it's still spring. You ain't just got to clean your house up. Sometimes you got to spring clean people out your lives. Sweep, scoop, dump. I wrote that. Sometimes you got to spring clean your life. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Don't be afraid to do it. Clean your life up. It's beneficial for you. It's healthier for you. Get rid of them. Clean your life up. Clean what's around you up. It's just best to do that. It's healthier. It's very healthy to do that. Life becomes healthier. Less problems, less aggravation, you know, less going through shit. Springtime. Springtime is still here. Clean. Do that because that's real talk that I can give out there, you know, because I do care. And look, we all make mistakes. We all do. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But we can always fix things around us. So life don't stop unless you stop. You can always clean up anything around you in your life. You can straighten up, fix your life. Acknowledge your wrongs. Acknowledge yourself to do better. And that's all you need. That's all you need to do. With that being said, we're going to end the show. And we'll be back on with another episode. So you guys have a happy Tuesday night. And remember, nothing changes in your life until you change. You change. You heard it first from Tell the World, the podcast.